Hello and welcome back. This is video number 6. This is going to be a fairly short video, but what I want to do right now is just to show you the different apps that are available to you, which you can use to automate your whole social media presence. So these apps will allow you to implement what we just created in the previous mind map. So we're going to talk about some paid tools first. We're going to talk about two of them, and then we'll talk about a free tool that doesn't cost any money. Okay, so the first one is Zapier. That's Zapier.com, just as you can see here with this logo. So Zapier.com, and this site, it's a little more expensive, but it contains thousands of apps. So the possibilities of connecting all sorts of social media platforms, blog platforms, and future platforms in the future, it just makes it possible for you to scale. All right, so with Zapier, if you scroll down, you can kind of get an idea where you can integrate different apps. So you can integrate, you know, Gmail, Dropbox, Slack, and all that. But we are mainly interested in the social media platforms. So if you click on apps right here, and let's just search for, all right, let's look at here. So we want to upload from Pinterest to Instagram. So type in Pinterest right here. And this allows us to see the different recipes that are available. So recipes are basically actions and triggers. So if you think about a recipe as when you create a dish, a food dish, like a cake, it requires you to have certain elements. So what this allows you to do is recipes are pre-created for you. Now you can create your own recipes if you want to. So if you scroll down here, it says triggers, we create a new board, a new pin. So new pin would be what we want to do. So whenever you create a new pin, it has actions, create a new pin. And then let's see here. So connect Pinterest to 2000 apps. So we can connect this app with, let's say, Facebook. So we got Facebook pages. So now it shows us all the recipes that are available. So it says, let's see, share Facebook page posts on Pinterest. So that would be the opposite, but this one would be what we want. So share Pinterest pins on Facebook page posts. So all you would need to do is connect your Pinterest app, connect your Facebook account, and use this recipe. And you will have implemented Pinterest to Facebook. So you would have finished this line here. So if we want to go from Pinterest to Instagram, we can check to see if that's available as well. So let's just type in Instagram. And see what's available. So we can see you can pin your new Instagram post to Pinterest. So this is quite the opposite. So we need to figure out if it's possible to do it the other way around. So what you would do is you create an account and you would simply have the trigger being you pin a post. Once you pin a post, then the action would be pin it to Instagram or post that content to Instagram. So hopefully you get a better idea of what it can do for you, and that's Zapier. The next automation tool is called automate.io. So automate.io is the website, so if you type that into the URL address at the top, you will get this page. So Automate is very similar to Zapier, but I will say that they don't have as many app integrations as Zapier, but they're growing. They're getting to that point where they will be able to compete head to head. Now, in terms of customer support, I will say automate.io is phenomenal. If you email them or create a support ticket, a lot of times you will hear back within minutes. And we say that because we've actually tested them out. So if we go here, very, very similar. You've got trigger, you've got action. Now, the thing about Automate is some of their more advanced pricing plans have what we call complex workflows. So instead of creating a separate recipe for, you know, every single thing, you can simply create a map essentially like this. Now, in terms of the differences are that, like I said, Zapier has more apps, but their pricing plan is a little bit higher. So if you're on a budget, it may not be as ideal for you. So when you begin to kind of compares apples to apples, you'll see that, okay, so there's always a free plan, but the free plan can only do so much. So in this case, actions per month equals 250. That means that if you upload to Pinterest and then that uploads to Facebook, that is considered one action. Over here, it says you get 5 zaps and 100 tasks per month. So tasks are very similar to actions, same word, it's just the same thing. So in this case, you only get 100. So that just means, let's say you upload a piece of content and each content that you upload, let's say we look over here. So that's, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. So Pinterest alone has 4 tasks or actions. And then of course you have all these other lines here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So we have 8 total every time we upload. So if you only upload maybe 2 pieces of content or even 3, that might be ideal. But if you upload, you know, 10 pieces of content or like 20 pieces of content, that might not be for you. If that's the case, I will say there is a third option, which is called IFTTT. IFTTT is free, but it's just as powerful as these two. In terms of the top social media platforms, I would say that you can easily just use IFTTT for free and do it this way. The only reason why you would probably use Zapier or Automate is if you want to begin to integrate it into a lot more apps. So that's really the main difference here. So now, in this case, we are going to be using IFTTT simply because it's free and there's a lot of recipes inside, as you'll see. All right. So with that said, let's move on to the next video.